Ladies.
Karoti kama vashaga karmanya vijitendriyaha dukodarkani sampashyan rajo vega vimohitaha. Karoti kama vashaga karmanya vijitendriyaha dukodarkani sampashyan rajo vega vimohitaha.
Karoti
performs
kama
of material desires,
vasha
under the control,
gaha
having gone,
karmani
fruit of activities,
avijita
uncontrolled,
indriyaha
whose senses,
dukkha
unhappiness,
udarkani
bringing as a future result,
sampashyan
seeing clearly,
rajaha
of the mode of passion,
vega
by the force,
vimohitaha
bewildered. One who does not control the material senses comes under the control of material desires and is thus bewildered by the strong waves of the mode of passion. Such a person executes material activities, although clearly seeing that the result will be future unhappiness. Karoti kama vashaga karmanya vichitendriyaha dukodarkani sampashyan rajo vega vimohitaha. This is the result of living with a mind contaminated by the mode of passion. Karoti kama vashaga. One becomes under the control of material desires. Vasha means control. Prakriter, avasham prakriter vashat. The material, whole cosmic manifestation helplessly acts under the control of the prakriti. There's another avasham. Anyway, avasha means helpless, and vasha means controlled. So he's kama vasha, and therefore he's helpless. Just like in the ocean. Anyone have experience of being in really powerful tides, swimming and then being in the tide when it's really strong, like at Puri or someplace like that? It gets, you're helpless. If you get caught in one of those undertows or strong waves, you're helpless. There's nothing you can do. It's too powerful. You may be a great swimmer, you may be this, you may be that, but you're helpless. Or sometimes we find that devotees go swimming in the Ganges and they go out past their strength, and then they're helpless. The water is powerful, they're not powerful. So they're helpless. They're just under the control of the river itself. So vasha means controlled. Vashaga, one goes under the control, kama, of material desires. And then he becomes avasha, helpless. There's nothing he can do. Like when you're arrested by the police. You know, they put you in handcuffs and they grab you by the arm and they march you into the car. You're helpless. They're powerful. You have no recourse. You're under control. So the person who flirts with the material mode of passion, trying to control and exploit the resources of the material energy, winds up like this. Kama vashaga, controlled by the material desires with which he becomes infected. And we see so many petty examples how people become controlled by the material energy. Guys got to have a cigarette. You see these people, they get off the plane and they go rushing for wherever it is. Wherever it is that they can light up. They're controlled. They're controlled. Kama vashaga. Kama means material desire. Kama means especially sex desire. Controlled by sex desire. Karoti. People are doing things. Karmani. Material activities. Avijita indriya. Jitendriya means having senses under control. Jita indriya. The senses are conquered. And avijitendriya, not conquered. Rather, he's conquered by them. The senses are dictating, and he's become the slave of the senses. The senses are now in the position of, he's supposed to be the master of the senses, but he's failed to master the senses. And now the senses are mastering him. So he becomes Godas, the servant of his senses, whether he likes it or not. He's the servant of his senses, avijitendriya, because if you don't conquer them, they conquer you. That's the position. Dukkha, udarkani. And where does it go? The things that he's doing. Where do they lead? It leads to misery. It leads to misery. The cigarette smokers know what they're in for. It's plastered on every billboard. So many people who are doing so many things, they know what they're in for. They know what they're in for. But they can't stop. The drunkards, the gamblers. Gambling is another such thing. You know where it goes. You've lost money for the past 20 years. You're going to keep losing money. And your wife's, you can go back home and your wife's going to say, where are the groceries? And you're going to say, I went to the racetrack again. She's going to say, what? And so on and so on and so on. The drama plays out on television. But he does it again and again and again. Sometimes we drive through the state of Nevada, which is a big gambling state, where they have slot machines installed in the gas stations. And people are in the airport. People are, yeah, they're just losing money on top of money. It's not hard to see where it goes. What to speak of the time that they're losing. But they do it. Gambling, intoxication, meat eating, they may or may not know. That may just be their foolish ignorance. But overeating, they certainly know about that. And yet they do it. Eat and get sick. The doctor says I'm overweight, but anyway, they can't stop. Eat and eat. And eat rubbish, whether you're vegetarian or non-vegetarian. It's rubbish by any standard. But they're eating it. and becoming progressively unhealthy. Why? Why should they be so stupid? Their senses are in control. Even these fast food guys, they put, what is it? Monosodium, diglyceride, Frankenstein, whatever it is. You know, something that adds a little, gets your tongue going. Otherwise, it's just potatoes. Put some salt and some chemical and your tongue starts going. And you're the servant of your tongue. And the servant of whatever the corporation is that's running the chain. You're giving them your money that you worked for in order to become fat and unhealthy. Makes no sense. But their eating is uncontrolled. If they thought about the karma of their, even sometimes they're told by their doctor, you know, no more meat eating, then still. And illicit sex, especially in South Africa. You know, what are your odds? I mean, if you want illicit sex, you should go to some safer country. Right? I mean, they've got very effective advertising. I saw there's some poster and there's sort of some half-naked guy, and the poster says, if you've slept with him, you've slept with everybody. You know, he slept with 25 people. So, you know, it's known. It's not hard to figure out. So for your 2 minutes pleasure, you're risking your life. And what's more dear to a man than his life? But people are risking their lives because the sensors are demanding. We want it, and we want it now. We can't wait. We want it, and we want it now. Come on, come on. It's now or never. Sensors are demanding. And avijitendriya, he has no control over them. Therefore, avasha, he's helpless. And kamavashaka, he comes under the control of his lusty desires. And dukkha udarkani, the future is misery. Rajasastu palam dukkha. The different modes of nature have different outcomes. From the mode of goodness comes what? Happiness, knowledge. Sattva sanjayate jnana. And rajaso lobha evacha. From the mode of passion comes greed, lust. Pramada moho tamaso bhavita jnanam. From the mode of ignorance comes madness, pramada, and bewilderment. So, and rajasastu palam dukkham, and the result of passion is suffering. When you act in knowledge, when you act in goodness, then the result is satisfaction, more happiness, knowledge. When you act in passion, the result is suffering. And we're trying to stamp out suffering by the mode of passion. We're passionately trying to get free from misery. Passionately trying to get free from misery. But passion is the cause of misery. The more we try, the more miserable we become. That's the material world. That's the material world. The very thing that they're doing to become satisfied becomes the source of their dissatisfaction and altogether misery. Probably gives the example of the bear that goes after the the honey and gets stung by the bees. You know, some guy goes after somebody's wife, you know, and then gets shot, gets arrested, gets, you know, beat up by the family, gets, you know, so many things. Couldn't figure it out. Some pashyan. It's completely clear. Pashyan means he sees. And some pashyan. Completely. Obvious. Who couldn't figure it out? Yeah. Who couldn't figure it out? What is so hard? You know, they have sex with some underage girl and get arrested. They have some sex with some guy's wife and get beat up or shot. They have some sex with some unknown girl and get AIDS for the rest of their life, whatever's left of their little life now. Or they're married and they're just, you know, passionate and they have sex and there's a kid. We weren't expecting that. Duh. So some pashyan. It ought to be clearly visible, but they don't get it. Even though they see it, they don't get it. Bhagavatam says, pashyanapi na pashyati. Although they see, they don't see. That's the result of passion. They see, but they act anyway. Rajo vega. Vega, we know from Upadeshamrita. Force. Prabhupada said, like the force of having to go to the toilet, you know, that kind of force. Vega. Rajo vega, the force of passion. Just being pushed by passion. Like in the strong waves of the ocean. You're just the, what is that in the Bhagavad Gita? The senses are so strong that they overcome even the person who's trying to control them. Where's that? Who knows? Who's got a Bhagavad Gita? Who can find it? This one's not bad. It's not the verse I'm thinking of, but it's close. Indriyanam hi charitam yan mano nubhidhiyate tadasya harati pragyam vayurnava mivambasi. No. Senses are so strong that they overcome even the person who's trying to control them. Where is that? That's not this one. That's someplace else. Similar verse. Anyway, this one will do. The roaming senses take away even the mind, take away the intelligence. Sweep away the intelligence, the way the wind sweeps away a boat on the water. That'll do. You know, the boat gets caught in a gale. No one knows anymore because no one uses boats. But if you've ever been in an airplane where they're really having trouble, you know, when all of a sudden they're like descending 5,000 feet. It's powerful, the wind. You're in their little airplane, and if you're in serious weather, they can just dash your plane to bits. know the power of the material elements. So Rajo-vega, the power of the mode of passion, vimohita. By that power, he becomes not only mohita, but vimohita, totally bewildered. Rajo-vega, vimohita, just... Haranti Pragyam, what is that? I just read it. Sarasya Haranti Pragyam. His pragya, pragya means good intelligence. It's just carried away. Even we see people who are like learned, people who are disciplined, people who are supposed to know better. They just get carried away by the mode of passion. Tadasya harati pragyam vayurnavam ivambasi. Tasmad yasya mahabaho nigrihitani sarvasya. Yasyam indriyan indriyartevyas tasya pragyam pritishtita. Therefore one has to control the senses. Elsewhere it will be said, tasmat tvam indriyani ado niyamya paritarshapa. That's third chapter. One has to control the senses from the very beginning. Ado. Just like debt, you have to get control of it from the beginning, otherwise it just runs away with you. Interest, compound interest. In the beginning, you pay your debt. Debt, fire, and disease, Chanakya Pandit says. Fire in the beginning, you can deal with it, not a problem. Disease in the beginning. But at the end, sorry, nothing we can do. So from the very beginning, ado, from the very beginning one should control the senses, niyamya, should bring them under control. Papmanam prajahi hyenam gana vigana nashana. And slay the enemy, which is gana vigana nashana. Gana means your knowledge, vigana means your ability to apply your knowledge, and nashana means wiped it out. Wiped out. The result of becoming controlled by passion and kama is that one's good intelligence and one's ability to use the intelligence get wiped out. So many examples could be given from history. Mark Antony. I mean, anybody could have told him. His own intelligence could have told him. He was a politically astute guy. But no, Cleopatra. So one has to engage the senses in the service of the master of the senses, Krishna. One has to engage the mind in thought of Krishna. Bhaja Hude Mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhaya Charanada. My dear mind, please engage yourself in the lotus feet of Krishna. Where there's no fear, the passion and ignorance can't enter, where there's Krishna consciousness. Yaha Krishna Taha Maya Nahiyamka. Therefore, from the very beginning, one should control the senses, control the mind, by being always engaged in the service of Krishna. Otherwise, the consequences... otherwise, even when we see the consequences, we can't get free. This is the situation of the poor, helpless materialists. They know. What is that? Janiya shunya vishakoinam. They know it's poison. They've been told it's poison. Still they're drinking poison. Sometimes literally, you know, this, yeah, Oh, I know it's killing me, but, you know, anyway. Shaniya Shunya Vishakrani. They've heard, they know, the doctors told them, they have their practical experience. But anyway, because they can't control themselves. So, control of the mind, control of the senses is difficult. But if one places oneself under the protection of Krishna, then it's possible. Then it's possible. Otherwise not. Okay, what questions? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. We have as many questions today as we did yesterday. Shall I release you all? Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.